Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Man Radio is on the air. Live from the City by the Bay, or is it the City by the Gay? It doesn't matter. This is San Francisco. My name is Johnny Taco, and you are tuned to Taco Man Radio. Of course, we tend to have an attitude around here, but we've got open phone lines. You can spread your attitude if you like. This is your show. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We've also got the guilt-free, no-commitment, drunk text line. If you're drunk and don't want to act like a fool on the air, I understand. The number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, lots of things to talk about in the world of sports tonight, but we'll hear from my man. I'll talk about Seth Meyers. Seth will be coming up after this first break. And, of course, the king, LeBron's in the house. LeBron James facing Game 7, of course, against the Indiana Pacers tomorrow. We'll talk about that in depth. And we'll hear from the king himself, LeBron James, right here on the Johnny Taco Show. And, wait, I'm not done. We'll talk combat sports, and Dom's Diner will be here as well. That's right, Dominic Jimenez, the star of the show, folks. My new star, I love him. He's the greatest. When it comes to Dom's Diner, nobody entertains quite like Dominic Jimenez. Straight up, you are tuned to Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. Once again, open phone lines all around this planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529, the guilt-free. You're tuned to Taco Man Radio live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey, everybody. That's Chris. I'm Seth. These are our favorite jokes of the week. After being bitten by a shark last week, a Colorado man achieved a rare distinction of being attacked by a shark, bear, and rattlesnake all within the last 4 years. Or, as it was reported to the man, you're not allowed back at the zoo. Before taking questions from reporters today, President Trump brushed dandruff off of French President Emmanuel Macron's shoulder and said, "We have to make him perfect." Then Macron returned the favor by putting a bag over Trump's head. Before taking questions from reporters today, President Trump said that his great relationship with French President Emmanuel Macron was not fake news, but added that his fake relationship with Melania is not great news. In an interview today, President Trump said that he's been too busy to buy First Lady Melania Trump a birthday gift. Oh, please. I mean, it wouldn't take that long. I'm sure the only gift she wants is an open White House door and a 10-minute head start. President Trump, in an interview today, said former FBI Director James Comey didn't write the memos detailing their interactions accurately. But whose memory are you going to trust? The guy who wrote everything down immediately? Or the guy who had to name his son Donald Jr. so he wouldn't forget it?
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
The great Seth Meyers, folks, the king of late night TV, no doubt about it. Now, let's switch gears. Let's talk about the NBA playoffs. Of course, LeBron James, his game 7 versus the Pacers. Will it be his last game with Cleveland? Of course, LeBron, who was stitched up, busted up, cut over the eye after a game Friday night. Wow, does he sound like a winner in this speech to you?
About your eye, did you get stitches at any point?
Huh?
Did you get stitches?
Yeah, I had two after the game.
I know Game 6 is just got over, but what's the moment going to feel like going into Game 7?
Win or go home. It's just that simple.
LeBron, if you're going to point to one thing that you guys need to do on Sunday to give yourselves the best chance to win, based on what you've seen through these first 6 games, what would that be?
We gotta defend. We gotta guard the 3-point line. They shot 15 for 30 today, and you're not gonna ever win a basketball game, you know, allowing a team to shoot that well from the 3-point line. Early on, our turnovers were just killing us. I mean, they had almost 30 points off our turnovers. Allowed them to get very comfortable in their transition game. I think they had like 30 plus fast break points as well that we haven't done in the first 5 games until today. So, you know, we gotta clean that up.
Do you know what you're going to get yet out of this team night to night?
Out of who, the Pacers?
Or? No, your team.
That's one game. 48 minutes from all of us. We all got to give everything that we got in order to move on.
What happened the first 5 minutes of the third quarter? They doubled the lead, went from 10 to 20.
They just took it to us. They made shots. We missed shots. We didn't counter, what they were doing defensively or offensively, and it just turned the game wide open.
Bron, is there anything you or the rest of your teammates can help to get Kevin going? I mean, he's shooting like 33% or whatever it is for the series. Is there anything you guys can do to kind of get him going for Game 7?
He's a huge part of our success or non-success, obviously, and just, we try to go to him. We want to go to him. We can't make the shots for him. He has to step up and knock those down. But those things you can't control, the shot making, you're going to have games where you can't make shots or games you can't make shots. But, we have to, to continue to let him know that how important he is to our success. And, if we want to have any success, either in the game 7 or move on to the next round, Kev has to be a big part of that.
LeBron, you guys did an excellent job the last 3 ball games of trapping and double teaming Victor Oladipo. Tonight he seemed to get away from you and get a lot of open looks. What was the breakdown and what was the difference tonight as opposed to the other 3 ball games?
He got some transition baskets off our turnovers, allowed him to see the ball go through the hoop. He had a couple dribbling in threes without no one around him. You just can't have that versus a guy like that.
LeBron, you've had 5 career playoff series against the Pacers. Indiana hasn't won any of those series, but 4 of the 5 have gone 6 or 7 games. Especially in this run of finals appearances, have they been your biggest hurdle in this conference?
I don't know. You can throw Indiana and Boston in there. Between those two, they've been, very difficult and very difficult challenges no matter what round it's been. So, it's been fun. That's for sure.
LeBron, as the game is going on, Lance kind of pipes up his antics even more. You're someone that's dealt with it multiple series, but you start to notice Tristan is, yapping with him. You see a couple shoulders leaned into him by Rodney Hood, other players. Is it a point to you in the huddle to go tell guys, knowing what he throws at you, not to get involved with that, not to entertain it? Or do you just try to ignore it altogether?
The main thing is, and that's just go out and execute offensively and defensively. You stick to that, as much as you can. And at the end of the day, if you do your job, then you can be satisfied with that.
LeBron, it's going to sound obvious, but being the athlete, being the player in this situation, can you describe what the desire is to move on? Like what that feels like to want to move on, to want to advance, to want to keep going?
What do you mean?
Just what I said. It sounds obvious, but you go into a game, what does that desire feel like to want to survive?
I don't know. Just the love of the game, and want to be remembered. I think Game 7, as I always said, is like the greatest 2 words in sports. I don't know. I played a Game 7 in the finals, and there's no move on after that. With us having a Game 7 on our home floor, our fans are going to be truly excited to be a part of that. And I hope our guys are excited about that as well and understand that just don't take these moments for granted. I've been a part of them. I've been a part of Game 7s, for quite a while now. It's just something that you wish you can get back when you're not playing the game no more.
So, yeah, LeBron, the silver lining to tonight's result is that all you as a team get to experience the Game 7, which, some teams can play together for years and not have that. Do you think is that a natural recognition for everyone in that locker room, or how can you gauge whether people get the sense of that moment?
I don't know. You guys ask me is there anything you can tell your guys Game 1? Is there anything you can tell your guys for Game 2? What can you do to tell your guys for Game 3 that hasn't been a part of it? It's the same answer. I mean, just throw the ball up and let's go out and play. I mean, it's the postseason. There's not much I can give you, you know, from my experience. You know, there's not much people can tell you. You just got to go out and just live in the moment, you know. And if you put everything on the floor, you have your mind to it, and, you know, you execute and you're doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, and you know, your teammates, you know, feel like they can rely on you, then win, lose, or draw, you have nothing to, you know, have nothing to keep your head down about.
Will you at any point between now and Sunday entertain the thought that this might be your last home game in Cleveland?
No. The thought that if we don't play well, it would be my last game of the year, that would probably, you know, hit my mind. But no, I haven't thought about that.
Last one, second
one. Yeah, LeBron, I'm sure between now and Sunday, you know, some people are going to have the opinion that there's more pressure on the Cavs in Game 7 in Indiana. You know, you guys will be home. The Cavs have you. You know, there's a new group of Pacers, and kind of they can play freely and, you know, start a team that isn't expected to win. Do you buy that, and is it or not?
I feel like you just made that up. I feel like that's your opinion. And, I mean, They're not. I mean, we're a newer team than they are. If you look at it, they've been together all year. I mean, our team just got, you know, put together late February. So, you know, we do have home court. We played well enough to get home court in the first round in this series, and just try to protect home. You come out and play well, but the narrative between now and Sunday, I obviously won't hear any of it, and I hope that my guys will stay away from it as well. But just go out and play. I mean, just go out and play your game, and like I said, live with the results.
The great one, the king, LeBron James on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Network. Unplugged, baby, LeBron. Of course, very emotional, somewhat depressed to see what happens in Game 7. Of course, probably one of the most watched games of the weekend, no doubt about it. Indiana and Cleveland going down later today. Check it out on TV. Now, later on the show, I've got the king of the radio waves. That's right, I'm talking about Dominic Jimenez. And Dom's Diner coming up at 40 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Taco Man Radio.
With 3 seconds left, Cleveland triggers in. James, 2 seconds, 1 second for the win. Oh! LeBron James delivers! That's a winner in Cleveland!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
That's right. The World Boxing Organization brings you, of course, this segment of the show. And the WBO is going to Managua, Nicaragua for their 31st Annual Congress, their convention, their yearly gala. Is going to go down in Managua, Nicaragua, October 29th through November 2nd. Of course, the home of the great, the late Alexis Arguello. I'll get to go down there and spend some time with his family. Of course, I was down there in 1999 before Alexis died, some 8 or 10 years later, very suspiciously. The bottom line is Alexis Arguello, the greatest fighter in the history of Nicaragua, no doubt about it, and we'll celebrate that with the World Boxing Organization, October 29th through November 2nd in Managua, Nicaragua. In fact, if you'd like to go, you can. You want to go with us and maybe spend some time with some WBO champs? You can. Check it out, WBOboxing.com. Go to the convention news, and you'll know exactly what's happening. Once again, WBOboxing.com. Go to the convention news and set your reservations for October 29th through November 2nd in Managua, Nicaragua. Speaking of the WBO, a thrilling fight. Isaac Dogho, now at 19-0 with 13 whacks, won the WBO junior featherweight title's 122-pound belt. Of course, the belt once held by the great Marco Antonio Barrera with an 11-round KO over Jesse Magdaleno. Magdaleno coming in undefeated. Guess what? Somebody had to lose. They came in 0-0. Both guys had an O. Somebody's O had to go. The bottom line is it was a good fight in Philadelphia, man, no doubt about it. And the fight was stopped in the 11th round. Wow, what a thriller, no doubt about that. Speaking of thrillers, May the 5th, not going to be such a thriller. Of course, Canelo Alvarez pulling out of the fight because of the fact that, you know, he had a knee. He had to have his knee operated on. No, he pulled out of the fight because he got caught taking steroids. Dirty, 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 dirty boy taking steroids. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, he got caught not once but twice. He says it was in the meat. Okay, I can go for that maybe once, but not twice. You know, plus he's got the body. He's got the body of a steroid guy. I mean, he looks like a Mexican cyborg. What do I mean by that? Jeans, not Calvin Klein or Levi's or anything like that. I'm talking about jeans, G-E-N-E-S, Mexican jeans, okay? When you look at Mexican jeans, you look at Canelo Alvarez, they don't mix. They're not in the same picture. I mean, come on, man. I mean, the guy's got it. He's ripped. You ever seen a Mexican ripped like that? Never, unless he was taking Flintstone vitamins or performance-enhancing drugs, PEDs, call them what you want. But you know that squared-off chin that he got? Guess what? A lot of fighters get squared off chins after they use human growth hormone and steroids. And a lot of fighters have done it. I mean, I can go into depth on fighters that have cheated over the years, okay? But now we're talking about cheating in a way that's, how can I put this? You're trying to kill somebody. You're trying to maim somebody, and they're giving you an extra advantage, an extra weapon. I don't believe that. This is combat sports. It's got to be as clean as it can be. And if you can't make it clean, guess what? Maybe it's time to dissolve both boxing and MMA. If you can't get it clean, you can't get the steroids out of these sports, guess what? Then maybe it's time to go. Because, of course, May the 5th, it ain't going to be. It ain't going to be a 160-pound title fight. It's not going to go down the way it was supposed to go down. I mean, everybody thought it was going to be like Golovkin versus, of course, Canelo in the rematch. Now, Canelo's out, obviously. You know, he said he hurt his knee, but the bottom line was he tested positive for steroids. So Golovkin is going to take on Vannis Matronosyan. He's a guy from Southern California. He's got a good following down there, and I figure they should put some butts in the StubHub Center with Vannis selling some tickets as well as Golovkin. Golovkin, not the biggest ticket seller in the world, But then again, who is? I mean, who really can't sell tickets? When it comes to selling tickets, there's Canelo Alvarez and Anthony Joshua. Speaking of Joshua, of course, the world heavyweight champion. Saw a picture of him the other day next to Rocky Marciano. Oh, my God. Oh, my, I mean, wow. I mean, 6'7", 6'8", to like 5'10". Holy cow. But they should have compared Joshua to Mike Tyson. They used a cheap shot and took Mr. Marciano, of course, the only world heavyweight champion ever to retire, undefeated 49-0. But they took him instead of Tyson because Tyson, I think, is shorter than Marciano. Tyson was like 5'10", max. 5'10", max. Yeah, I'm telling you, he was only an inch bigger than me. But he was a heavyweight champion. Of course, he was knocking everybody dead. And when Tyson was on the roll, let's be honest, boxing was, well, it was like a one- or two-round event. You watched the preliminary fights. You know, some of them went to distance. But Mike Tyson's fights hardly ever went to distance. Of course, that one fight that went to distance, I was screaming from my ringside seat when him and Bone Hugger Smith, I mean, James Bone Crusher Smith, of course, they got it on back in the 80s, but they were hooking it up, and Bone Crusher didn't want to hook. He was hugging. He was bone hugging. He wasn't crushing. He was bone hugging. So I was screaming at him from ringside. Tyson said to me later, I heard you screaming, heard you dogging Bone Crusher from ringside, Paige. Like, yeah, that's the way it is, man. I dog people from ringside if they got it coming. Anyway, bottom line is Mike Tyson sure has straightened out his life. Of course, all the depression surrounding the death of a child on the exercise machine down there in Arizona, that sort of straightened him up. I mean, he was like doing a lot of blow, doing a lot of stuff you're not supposed to be doing. The bottom line is he's cleaned himself up, and he's only smoking weed. More power to him, Mike Tyson and the cannabinoid guy. Speaking of cannabis, check this out. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, I think that's his name, the guy on CNN, he's doing a special this week called How to Cure Opioids with Marijuana. I kid you not, that's what he's saying. That's his shtick, and that's his approach on it. And I tell you what, it does work because guys I know that have been hooked on heroin and crack, we put them on weed and we've brought them off both drugs. Not easy. Coming down off those drugs ain't easy, but guess what? They came down off them and they used, of course, marijuana to do so. In fact, the guy that started medical marijuana here in the United States, here in California, his name was Dennis Perone back in the 70s. And Dennis, of course, was an alcoholic, and he said that marijuana cured his alcoholism. In other words, he didn't drink anymore. He was a bad, bad drunk. Didn't drink anymore. Smoked weed. So check out Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN this week, Marijuana and Cannabinoids, and the alternative to opioids. Check it out. I think it will be worth the visit, no doubt about it. Open phone lines around the planet. You can join me if you'd like, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, this is Johnny Taco's Overnight Show. And don't forget, we come to you each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time. But that's, wait, I'm not done. I've got Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That goes Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. 8 o'clock a.m. Honolulu time for my boy Hank and Henry over there and Ernie as well. So more power to my boys over in the 50th state. Bottom line is Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturday and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time. We're covering both boxing and MMA. And last but not least, we've got the No Holds Barred Show, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time each and every Sunday. Of course, Dr. Mike Lano, the wrestling guru, talking pro wrestling, not sports entertainment, pro wrestling. Of course, we mix that in with some MMA as well. But 2 hours of sports byline. I'm talking about No Holds Barred, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time each and every Sunday right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Checking out some of the MMA fights upcoming. Of course, Amanda Nunes and Raquel Pennington's the main event for the next UFC pay-per-view. What does that mean? That means you shouldn't buy it. That means you should boycott it. That means you should save your money. I'm telling you, man, don't buy this event. I mean, Dana White is just like he's got a gun in his hand. He's going to MMA fans week, month in and month out, putting a gun to them and say, either you buy this or you don't get to watch a UFC. Well, guess what? You can steal the UFC if you want. I don't call it stealing it, but you can watch it on the internet, like in Russian or Arabic or anything like that, man. It's in another language. So what? You can watch the fight. You know what's happening. But anyway, Amanda Nunes, Raquel Pennington, I'm not impressed with Amanda anymore. Of course, her having knocked out Ronda Rousey. But since then, she's done nothing to impress me whatsoever. Of course, Raquel Pennington, supposedly the opponent here because they're going to do this fight, of course, in Rio de Janeiro, where Amanda Nunes is from. But she's living in Florida as well. Now, Ronaldo Souza in the main event taking on Kelvin Gastelum. Kelvin Gastelum slightly favored here. Mackenzie Dern is a female that they're really trying to push in the UFC at 115 pounds. She's taking on Amanda Cooper. She's supposed to win that fight. As far as the rest of the card is concerned, there's one fight of note. Talk about Vitor Belfort and Leona Machida. God, the dragon, Leona Machida. I mean, this guy's like 95 going on 150. And in Vitor Belfort, he's like 214 going on 245. I kid you not. Both these guys are so old, they can't dye their hair anymore. Great, the hair dye doesn't work. I mean, that's how bad it is. Anyway, Vitor Belfort, king of the steroids, the phenom, they called him, and the guy that was supposed to be like the poster boy of the UFC back 10, 15 years ago. But that was 10 or 15 years ago, okay? He needs to retire. Supposedly, this is a loser-leaves-town fight. In other words, if Machida loses, he leaves the UFC, and if Belfort loses, he retires. Tell you what, sounds like a good deal. Make it a draw, let them both go. No doubt about that. Hey, how about my heavyweight champion, folks? Probably Deontay Wilder, of course, 41-0 now out of Mobile, Alabama. Will he finally hook it up with the aforementioned Anthony Joshua in a battle for the undisputed heavyweight title? I think they will. And guess what? Although I think that Deontay Wilder would fail boxing 101 if I put it to a test, like an examination on paper, he can punch. And he can punch. And when you can punch, things happen when you can punch. Of course, Joshua's a puncher as well. Two guys that can punch, something's going to happen. Something's got to go. Another battle of two undefeated guys. Somebody of those got to go on that one. Joshua and Wilder. Who do you like? Be a great fight later this year, no doubt about it. This has been your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget, follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It's time. It's time to see who's the best. It's time to see who's the heavyweight, who's the baddest man on the planet. I know I am. Are you guys ready for this test? Are you guys ready for this American boy right here to bring back the heavyweight division like he's done it, to have one champion, one face, one name, and he go by the name of Deontay Wilder? I declare war, baby. What's your response to that?
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
We don't back down from nobody. Hold on. We can take it in the street if you want to.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook? The bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
I'm Ryan Burke, I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is Sports Overnight America.
What is happening, everybody? Welcome back. The NFL Draft edition of Dom's Diner. No, everything is not NFL Draft related, but the NFL Draft has concluded. Wrapped up Saturday afternoon. Lots of teams making big moves. Lots of teams, good picks. A lot of teams, bad picks. My Niners kind of in the middle somewhere. We're going to have to see. But of course, it's not fair to judge anybody until 3-4 years from now, because you got to let a prospect develop. But anyway, the diner's open. I've got some great specials, and let's get to it. First off, I've got some awesome winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
My first winner, NFL draft related, that's Baker Mayfield. Why? Baker Mayfield, he's awesome at Oklahoma. He went from a walk-on quarterback at Oklahoma to becoming the starter and then winning a Heisman Trophy. So Baker Mayfield has had an awesome college career. He's a little small in stature, doesn't have the biggest arm, so there were a lot of question marks as to whether he's going to make it at the next level. He's got a little bit of a bad boy attitude, so people were comparing him to Johnny Manziel. Not the best comparison you really want for your pro career. A lot of question marks. People didn't know where he was going to go. He opened the week not the favorite to go number one overall, but the night before the draft, so Wednesday night, Baker Mayfield became the favorite, according to Vegas, to be drafted number one overall. And guess what? Vegas got it right again, because Baker Mayfield goes number one overall to the Cleveland Browns. Cue more Johnny Manziel comparisons because of his stature, his frenetic style of play, the Heisman Trophy. He's got a little bit of off-field issues. Let it happen, because Baker Mayfield is not Johnny Manziel. Now, I'm not going to say Baker Mayfield is the savior that the Cleveland Browns desperately need, desperately want, but I will say Baker Mayfield is a very good quarterback, and I think the Browns did all right taking him. Good pick, Browns. So my first winner right there, Baker Mayfield, number one overall pick to the Cleveland Browns. My second winners, combo winners. How about that? More draft. Tremaine and Terrell Edmonds, they become the first brothers to ever be drafted in the first round of the same draft. That's right. Tremaine and Terrell Edmonds become the first brothers to be drafted in the first round of the same NFL draft. Sure, plenty of siblings have gone in the same first round of different drafts. We might have it come happen again next year. Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa's younger brother at Ohio State, he might be a number one overall pick next year. The Mannings, there's plenty of people to select from in history. This is the first time it's happened in the same draft. Both guys went to Virginia Tech. Tremaine, an outside linebacker, was picked by the Bills in the middle of the first round. And then Terrell Edmonds was drafted by the Steelers at the end of the first round. And Terrell is a safety. So shout out to the Edmonds brothers. That's a very happy time. And on that note, also shout out to Shaquem Griffin. I'm sure you may not know his name, but I know you know his story. The linebacker from Central Florida with one hand. He was drafted by the Seahawks and is being reunited with his brother, Shaquille Griffin, who was actually a draft pick of the Seahawks last year. So it's a brother bonanza here at the diner. My next winner, Ryan Shazier. He suffered a major neck injury early on in the 2017 season. Doctors weren't sure if he was ever going to walk again. It was a hard tackle, put his head down, injured his neck. They were afraid he was never going to walk again. Over the course of the last few months, over the course of the 2017-2018 season even, there were videos of Shazier, you know, standing with the assistance of medical devices. He appeared a couple times in the Steelers booth at games. But Ryan Shazier made everybody cry on Thursday night. And that's because he walked to the podium to announce the Steelers' first-round pick of Tyrell Edmonds, who I was just talking about. So, shout out to Ryan Shazier, overcoming the odds. Doctors thought he wasn't going to walk again. He's probably not going to play football again, which is unfortunate, because Ryan Shazier is a monster on the field. But a very heartwarming moment, and awesome to see him walking out to announce the Steelers' first-round pick. All right, and my final winner this week, Donovan Mitchell, the rookie. the Utah guard, goes for 28.5 points per game, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 1.5 steals in the playoff series win against Oklahoma City. He outscored Russell Westbrook cumulatively in the fourth quarter over the course of the entire season. How about that? Yeah, Russell Westbrook, the reigning MVP, the guy who has averaged a triple-double the last two seasons. Yeah, the rookie outscored him. Shout out to Donovan Mitchell. And in Game 6, the closeout game against OKC, Donovan Mitchell actually handled a lot of the point guard responsibilities because Ricky Rubio got hurt 7 minutes into the game. He may not be ready to go for another 10 days, so the Jazz have an uphill battle to climb in the next round. Not going to have Rubio for at least the first one or two games. But man, the way Donovan Mitchell's playing, that may not be an issue. So shout out to the rookie. He still might not win Rookie of the Year because of Ben Simmons and how great he was this season. But shout out Donovan Mitchell. You are a winner because you beasted on OKC. Man, with all that winning, we only have time for only a couple losers, but we'll clump them together because they are all teammates, actually. Losers, Oklahoma City Big 3. Specifically in Game 6, which was a closeout game for their opponents, the Utah Jazz. OKC was down 3-2 in the series. They needed to win this, stretch the series to a Game 7, bring it back to Oklahoma City. And how did their Big 3 of Paul George, Carmelo Anthony, and Russell Westbrook do? Paul George, 2-for-16, 5 points, 8 assists. That's okay. Carmelo Anthony and Russ have his back, right? Carmelo, 3-for-7, 7 points. But that's okay. Mr. Triple-Double, reigning MVP, he's got it, right? Russell Westbrook, 18-for-43. Yes, he scored 46 points, but he shot 18-for-43. They lose Game 6 to the Utah Jazz, get eliminated in the first round. Carmelo, probably not coming back. Paul George, probably not coming back. Oh, man, you think the Thunder kind of wish they still had Domantas Sabonis and Victor Oladipo, maybe? Because, man, their all-in move did not work. Knocked out in the first round by the Utah Jazz. Again, 23 combined, the Big 3, 25-for-66. And they scored a total of 58 points. That's almost good job, good effort worthy, but we can't, so we're just going to call them losers this week. So, yeah, the OKC Big 3, Paul George, Carmelo Anthony, Russell Westbrook. Y'all tried, but you failed. Y'all are losers this week. All right, it's time for a little bit of say what, and we're going to go to the Boston Bruins, Brad Marchand. Now, there were reports that the NHL told him to stop licking his opponents.
Say what?
Now, in his defense, Marchand has gone on the record on Twitter and said, yeah, all the reports of the NHL asking me to stop are false. Okay. But the fact remains that Brad Marchand is actually nuzzling, kissing, and licking his opponents when he is up against the board, pressed against them. In the first round, he actually, what was reported as mouth-to-face contact, we call that a kiss. Mouth-to-face contact in the first round when he did it to Leo Komarov. He also licked him in that first round too, and he's also nuzzled and snugged up against other opponents. So, Brad Marchand, shout out to you, because whatever weird thing it is that you're doing, it's working because you're getting into the head of your opponent. So, shout out to Brad Marchand. You do you, man. Keep licking your opponents. Make them uncomfortable. That's how you're going to win in the playoffs. All right, it's time to wrap things up here at the diner. And as always, we like to close out on a little fun note. Good job. Good effort.
Good job. Good job.
This one goes out to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers parrot. The Buccaneers announced last week that they were going to have a parrot announce their fourth round draft pick. And we all got excited for no apparent reason other than, hey, an animal is going to do a pick. Now, was the parrot going to do a parrot voice? I'm like, oh, this is our pick. Or was the parrot going to, like, have a card in his mouth and he was going to fly and deliver it to the human who was going to announce it? There were different options. Well, good job, good effort to the parrot or whoever was in charge of putting this presentation together, because when it came time for the Bucks to make their fourth round selection, Pirate Lady walked out on the boat at Raymond James Stadium, parrot on her shoulder. She opened the card. Okay, parrot's going to announce it, right? No, she read off the card and the parrot was just there on her shoulder. So good job, good effort to the parrot, to the handlers, whoever screwed this up, because that was an awesome moment that you just robbed all NFL fans from, because that would have been awesome. But we didn't get it. So good job, good effort, parrot. Okay, I need to calm down. I'm way too worked up over a parrot. What I'm going to do is I'm going to close up the diner. You're going to keep listening to Taco Man because he's got more Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, right now.
Checking out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. The Cubs are winners today in Milwaukee. Take that back. They won at home 3-0 over Milwaukee. Arizona was a 43 win over Washington. The Giants, the hapless Giants. What can I say? Listen, this is my hometown team. They predicted good, if not great, things for this team this year. I mean, they were talking. They spent the money. They bought the guys. They made the trades. They did everything right, right? Well, guess what? It's not working out. The Giants were drubbed early this week, 12-1. Well, guess what? Today they lost 15-6 to the Dodgers. Of course, the big rivalry back and forth, Northern California versus Southern California. Of course, the Dodgers coming up here for the first time in 2018, and they're just kicking butt and taking names, baby. The Dodgers are a far superior team to the SF Giants, no doubt about that. Tampa Bay was a 12-6 win over Boston. Texas came up with a 7-4 win over Toronto. And Seattle was a 1-0 winner over Cleveland. Now, let's switch gears. Let's talk about the NFL draft, baby. Taking a look at the NFL draft, of course, round number one. Man, the first guy to go was Baker Mayfield. Of course, he's a quarterback, and the Cleveland Browns assigned him. Didn't they sign a quarterback a couple of years ago named Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel? Remember that? That didn't work out so well, did it? No, now he's like, he can't even get a job. He can't get a tryout. Take that back. Johnny Manziel had a tryout with a couple of teams, or did an NFL tryout with some scouts like a month and a half ago, and he looked terrible. I mean, when you're going to invite people down to play, to throw the football around, at least hit your targets. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't hit a regular post pattern. He looked terrible. I mean, of course, the years of the chemical dependence. Yeah, he was hooked on some stuff. He talked about cocaine. He talked about other stuff, but he was hooked on something. I mean, the guy lost all kinds of weight. I mean, he went from like 210 pounds, like 165, 170 pounds. Wasn't looking healthy. But this was Johnny Football. This was Johnny Manziel. This was a man who self-destructed all by himself. And people used to tell me, you know, when he was in high school, I heard about this kid, he was in high school. Then he won the Heisman Trophy. He was supposed to be like the next Joe Montana, he was going to be the combination of all the super quarterbacks put together. He was going to be the guy, Johnny Manziel. But he wasn't the guy. And why? Because you can't make a guy a champion. You can't make a guy an athlete. You can't make him play football if you don't want to. How do I know this? Because I used to box. And, you know, you can't make people do things they don't want to do. You just can't. And if guys don't want to practice, guys don't want to get hurt, guys don't want to put out the dedication. I mean, as a boxer, I tell you, I used to run mountains. I used to run mountains here in San Francisco. I used to run mountains twice a day, once in the morning and once at night. I'd go to the gym in the afternoon and swim after my run at night. So what I'm trying to tell you is I work out 4 or 5 times a day. Now I try to get fighters to do that with me, and they say to me, hey, man, this is too tough. We don't want no part of it. So that's why they go back to their computer games, and they don't want to deal with real life as far as combat sports and athletics are concerned. So guys don't want to dedicate themselves anymore. Of course, Johnny Manziel, what can I say? One of the greatest wastes of football talent, of course, to come around in the last quarter century, no doubt about it. Number two, as far as the picks were concerned, was a running back. He went to the New York Giants. Saquon Barkley, looking pretty good. Of course, he's got – what can I say, man? I seen his highlight reels. I was just like blown away by him, and I knew he was going to go high and heavy. But number two, I thought maybe he'd go like number four, number five. Quarterback number three, Sam Darnold, went to New York Jets. This guy's a good quarterback as well. In fact, I think we're going to hear a lot about the quarterbacks. This guy's only 20 years old, you know, and he's got the moves. He's got the arm. I mean, he's just – the Jets need a winner. The Jets need somebody desperate. The Jets are like desperados in the NFL, man. They just are. I mean, they've got a bit of a legacy. I guess you got to go back to the days of Joe Namath. But, you know, there were guys after that like Mark Gastineau that played the defensive end, the sack attack and things like that. So, the Jets had some great teams, but somehow the franchise is sort of like the New York Mets. Maybe not so cool when it comes to New York. I don't know what it is, but they don't like New York. They don't like them in New York, no doubt about that. Number four, as far as draft picks were concerned, a cornerback went to the Cleveland Browns. Talk about Denzel Ward. I remember the first time I saw him, man, pull off an interception in some bowl game, some low-level bowl game I saw him in, and he just romped down the field. I mean, he looked like a track star. I mean, he was just moving. He was, like, incredibly quick. And I said to myself, I think this guy's going to go places in the world of pro football. And now he's been pick number four. The number five pick, got a funny name, Bradley Chubb. Hey, Chubb, are you a fat guy? No, he was a good football player in high school, no doubt about that. But he's 6'2". 208 pounds, good-looking, skinny defensive end. No, I don't think so. But he can get this. He can run a 40 in 4.65, so I guess that's pretty good. But a 280-pound, 265-pound defensive end now, yes, because when he was in high in college, when he entered college, he was 208 pounds. Now he's 268 pounds. Bottom line is he's looking good as far as the NFL is concerned. Of course, the NFL draft, rocking and rolling. You can check it out at CBSSports.com or ESPNSports.com. The bottom line is the draft is a lot of fun. In fact, what's funny is that I found myself having to do things in the daytime, and I'm watching the draft. I'm watching the draft. The draft is very, very interesting. In fact, I think it's one of the most interesting things as far as the NFL is concerned because you get to see where all the top players are going. The bottom line is you got to go with that number one guy. Love that top quarterback, baby. You are tuned to the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Wrapping things up here on Taco Man Radio, folks. You know, I looked at the LeBron James situation. He's never had his back to the wall like this in his entire career. He holds the entire team on his shoulders. Can he take them past Indiana? We'll find out tomorrow or later today on the East Coast. Straight up, it's going to be a great game. LeBron versus the Indiana Pacers. That's right. It's all about LeBron. You know it's about LeBron, baby. LeBron versus Steph Curry. Speaking of Steph Curry, give Steph Curry some props as well, of course. Can he hang? Can he put it together? Can he be the superstar that the Warriors need him to be, of course, for the remainder of the playoffs? That is a big, big question mark. Of course, we won't know until probably three or four or five games deep into the playoffs as far as his comeback is concerned. The World of Combat Sports, don't forget, we delve into the World of Combat Sports each and every Saturday and Sunday on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, which airs 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern Time right here on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Network. Of course, I want to thank my executive producer, the great Scott Cuddy. Until next week, don't forget, Taco Man Radio, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.